President Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBS Radio on this June the 11th on the West Coast, now June the 12th on the East Coast. So nice to have you with us. I did a news show today, the TNT News Hour, and I had a special guest, and we talked about some new things going around, and we might touch upon this and some other topics. The new things going around are all of these log jams that are being generated from the intelligence agencies. They're bombarding all of the alternative radio networks, trying to make it difficult for you folks to listen in. And you think, as much as they like to eavesdrop, that they wouldn't do such a thing so they could continue tape recording and analyzing our shows. But I guess they get to a point where they feel it's more important to just spam us a bunch of email and bogus websites and the like. Could they imagine that we have the skills and the wherewithal to look up the addresses to find out who these people are, and it all keeps going to the same people. Which leads me to my second topic, and that's the rash of stories going out now that the presidential candidates have been narrowed down to two, at least for the moment. And we've got Barack Obama in the red corner, and we've got John McCain in the blue corner, or the other way around. I really don't care, but I'm picturing it as a boxing ring. Anyway, now it's interesting, based upon the fact that I have done many genealogical studies recently of various presidents and presidential candidates and so-called admirals in the Navy, war heroes, and that kind of thing. I'm finding a lot of people are actually sending me articles that are being written about the birthplace of some of these candidates. Someone is speculating that Barack Obama may not have been born in the United States. In fact, I have some serious genealogical studies coming out. Again, part two will be coming out in the next week, I'm going to say, at the Idaho Observer. And so there's going to be the conclusion of the McCain story, and then most likely the entire Barack Obama story. It's pretty detailed because these people have these stories that are out there, so you have to acknowledge what's said about them. But what's interesting is when you really do the homework and look for who they are, look for their birthplaces, look for official records, there are none. There are none. These people are created out of thin air. So I find it interesting, on one hand, the intelligence agencies are promoting these people as candidates, and they've got no paperwork on them, but they sure have a lot of paperwork that they're spamming us with, trying to shut down our computers, trying to shut down our websites, trying to shut down our email, and it ain't going to work. They can play the game as long as they want. They've been doing this to author, publisher, editor Christopher Story and his website for the past 3 years, while they were trying to keep the Wantagate settlements out of the news. And they did a good job of doing that, because the mainstream media is totally corrupt. Now, we're going to speak about these things more and more on the alternative, and eventually we will become the mainstream media, and they'll be the alternative. So I recommend, if you want to hear the truth, keep listening to shows like Evident Footprints. There were a ton of great shows on BBS Radio, and I urge you to listen to all of them. Also, support our sponsors, because our sponsors make these shows possible. Without our sponsors, we can't stay on the air, and we can't bring you the truth. So just a kind word to all the listeners out there. check out the products that we have. One of the new sponsors for my show is Hemp USA. They got some great products. Tonight's guest also has some great products. He was on the TNT News Hour today with me for a full hour. His products are on my website, directlightproductions.com, on the sponsors page. He is an herbalist, among other things, and I wanted to talk a little bit about herbs and about the incidence of illness that's going around the country, and bring some of his knowledge and some of his experience to the forefront and talk about that and entertain any calls that might come in. With that, I want to introduce tonight's guest, Mr. Michael Anthony. Michael, good evening.
Hey, good morning, Don.
Yeah, good morning, right. Well, you got to hear a recap of basically what you and I talked about today. Mm-hmm. And it's just going on ad nauseum on the mainstream news. They're making issues of things that have nothing to do with somebody running for president of the United States. It's a farce, just everything going on with this election.
Yes. Everything with the media itself is a farce.
Yeah. So can you see us slowly becoming the new mainstream media?
So I definitely can, Don. I believe that ultimately that's going to happen. Everything's going to go full circle, and finally, organizations, institutions, various new forms of media that are just into the truth, whatever it is and wherever it leads, and willing to present it, that's the future. And it's just a matter of time. We'll have to see how long it takes before finally the people just catch on and demand to themselves that they start tuning into great shows like yourself, and that way they can feel that they are finally truly informed, so they can make proper decisions in their lives pertaining to, everything that the media normally would cover.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's this rash of stories going around about how they're passing this law and that law, and they're going to make it mandatory that all the kids up to the age of 18 get these vaccines.
Yes, mandatory. Right here in New York, Don.
Yeah.
Right here in New York, we're protesting that one.
People, most people, I have to say, the majority of people are totally oblivious to what that's all about.
You know, and Don? Maybe because their news shows they were tuning into didn't inform them a few months back. Remember in that particular county in Maryland,
mm-hmm.
where the families that refused to have their kids vaccinated were forced by the judge to go to the courthouse, and the kids were either going to get the vaccines or the kids were going to be taken from them. I mean, are we in communist Russia or China now or something? I mean, I thought I was still in the United States here. And they even had the cops with the police dogs and attack dogs patrolling mm-hmm. the courthouse while these families, American families with kids, were coming in to hear the judge. It's pathetic. And, of course, everybody familiar with that is outraged, but a lot of people still don't even know about that one because the media keeps that kind of information suppressed.
Sure, and you have some people out there that are, yeah, sure, take my kids, I don't care, take them. They're a pain in the neck anyway. You have all kinds, and
poor kids.
You have the ones that are just hearing about it that make, you know, I'm of course being facetious, you know, I'm not being serious, but there are people that way. They could care less.
I've come across that on occasion. My heart bleeds for the kids that have parents like that. Because kids are so great. I mean, what you have is a moldable piece of clay, and it's up to the to the to shape it, and what who is the ultimate environment but the family, the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And my gosh, how they could just go watch TV, leave me alone, will you? Oh, come on, that's terrible.
Well, Michael, you have a background as an environmental scientist, and you have a background as a health consultant to people, and you counsel people on the let's say the ABCs of good nutrition and holistic health and having an effective immune system and just living a natural life. And yeah. When you hear stories about, you know, like these vaccine programs, I mean, the only real purpose for that is to give them a Trojan horse issue down the road.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, where is our authority or our privilege to know if this vaccine was necessary? I'm not entertaining the fact of, you know, that these people should get a vaccine. What I'm saying is if it were necessary for some reason because of a real pandemic, where is our right to make sure that this vaccine is what they say it is and that it's not laced with other pathogens?
Absolutely. I mean, it's just incredible that in our country we're denied the information as to exactly what you're saying, Don, the background information on the fatigue vaccine, all the ingredients. And more importantly than that even is the parents' ultimate right to decide whether or not their kids get the shot.
Mm-hmm.
Not the school, not the state, not the county judge. The parents who own the child, it's their flesh and blood. And if they don't have the right for these decisions, whether that decision's right or wrong, that's a whole nother matter.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they should have the ultimate decision as to whether or not that child gets that needle injected into their body, into their child's body, if that parent doesn't have that right, Don, then we can't be free. And another perspective that Americans should catch on to quickly is the right to own private property. Now, what is more of your property than your own body? If you can't be in control of your own body without some outsider who's a stranger, I don't care if they say the government or what, they are a stranger to you, your family, your well-being. Do they really care about your well-being? And you're going to just allow them to stick a needle into your baby's arm. Forget it. It's impossible. No way. Thank God I don't have kids.
Oh, I know. I mean, it's disgusting what's going on.
I'd never tolerate it.
Oh, you know, what comes to mind, too, is a case. There was actually an experimental case, and I think there were six individuals. This was in England. Last year, toward the end of last year, this is a case that went awry. These were test subjects. They were being paid something like a couple hundred dollars a week for these tests. And they were guinea pigs for these vaccines. And one of the individuals woke up in the middle of the night that they had given him this vaccine, and he was extremely uncomfortable and said that he was very hot and he just wanted to crawl out of his skin. I mean, he was not very happy about this. And they didn't really give him any attention whatsoever or treatment, and they basically ignored him, and he died. But it was a very, very violent death. This vaccine just...
That just sounds like the rat poisoning kind of death.
Oh, I couldn't even tell you that, but it was...
It destroys the nervous system, and it's very painful, Don.
Yeah, but this was a circulatory issue, too. and that his veins were exploding. I mean, he had a very high temperature, and it was something like Ebola-like in the way it manifested itself.
And that, which is an infection, and of course, they're putting infections in those shots along with toxins like mercury.
Mm-hmm.
And, just feel sorry for anybody that gets a shot. It's amazing when people line up for the flu shot. You know? Oh, I gotta get that flu shot.
So I
don't get sick. I got a surprise for you. You're gonna get sick once you get that shot.
No, and then there are gonna be issues down the road too. Other issues, non-flu related.
That's right.
And
it's gonna come back to haunt you, because the shot has so many various kinds of impurities, toxins, and pathogens. That, yes, Don, some of it's just circulating in the system. It's just a matter of time before it kicks in and causes some kind of problems to manifest.
I forget what the total statistics are. You know, they come out with these statistics every few months. But the incidence of infection and disease in hospitals is out of control. It's totally off the charts. And then you think that a person goes to a hospital to get healed or to be taken care of, you know, to have a surgery or something of that nature, and or some emergency treatment that could possibly keep them alive, and that they're going to pick up diseases in the very place where they're going to get well or to get repaired. Imagine what these viral these vaccine manufacturers' places are like. Imagine what it would be like if a hospital is having those issues. Think about where they're actually making these things and handling these pathogens.
Sure, they're laboratories with animals as slaves and that are being forced to be experimented on. And that's the environment where they're coming up with these drugs used for medication, which they call pharmaceuticals today.
It'll
rip your heart out when you see pictures of that. These poor animals, dogs, cats.
Oh, I know.
Beautiful animals in the hands of Nazis that are going to torment them just to see what happens when they put the poison in their eyes or make them drink it or make them smoke it. Or rub it on their skin and watch the cancer just start to grow.
Yeah, it's...
Sick system, Don. I haven't been in a hospital in quite a while because I can't stand them. But every time when I was in one, first thing I perceived was very unhealthy environment to be in.
Yeah. For many, many reasons. Not to mention the food. I mean, they can kill you with the food alone.
That's right. That's right. The food, the psychological component to the environment, which is so negative, and then just the fact alone that it's just all enclosed in with recycled air, you're setting yourself up for getting sick.
Yeah, and
artificial light, no natural light. You know,
the same company that serves food at the concessions at professional sporting venues, like baseball parks and football stadiums and basketball arenas, the same company services the hospitals.
Well, that's why nobody's going back for seconds.
Yeah. If you're going to get sick, just get sick at the arena. Go see LeBron James and, you know, get your nourishment, if you want to call it that, at halftime.
You see, the people are actually believing it's nourishment and they buy it. They are hungry, you know, they're motivated by the hunger, drive. But still, it's like, hey, when I'm hungry and there's nothing around to eat, I don't eat. I don't care if it looks like food and may smell like food. If I know it isn't food because it has no nourishment, I don't touch it. I'll wait.
Oh, yeah.
For as long as I have to wait.
Can you imagine when we get to the point where we say, what's that smell? And you go, smells like food. Oh, no, that's exhaust. That's exhaust from that ATV, sorry. Nice try.
Yeah, it's getting close to that.
Well, Michael, we're gonna take a short pause for the cause here, and
sure.
And we'll pick up some discussion about herbs when we come back. Folks, you're listening to Evident Footprints on BBS Radio, and our special guest is Michael Anthony. We'll be right back, so don't go away.
Monthly 24-page newspaper in its ninth year of addressing issues that affect all freedom-loving Americans is one of the few remaining newspapers courageous enough to print the truth. Concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you? Subscribe today. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues, the Idaho Observer prints what you need to know to be a fully informed American. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Second half of Evident Footprints, and that was a little ditty called Osama Bin Laden. Oh my goodness, that's actually, one day I'm going to play that whole thing on this show. I may just play all my political stuff.
Osama Bin Forgotten?
Oh man, it's incredible. What is going on in the politics? Have you heard the grandpa song that I've played on a number of shows? Have you been able to hear that?
Grandpa?
Yeah.
No.
It's Oh, I have to play this for you then. You're just gonna, you're gonna get a kick out of this. This is a song about a guy who's describing the kind of genealogical work I'm doing. I guess we could take just a short break here and listen. It's not a long piece. But you want to pay attention to the words. But this is called I'm My Own Grandpa.
Years ago when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as could be. This widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her and soon they two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. For my daughter was my mother cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, then that also made him brother to the widow's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It's a funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. My father's wife then had a son who kept him on the run. He became my grandchild because he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue. Because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. If my wife is my grandmother, then I am her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild.
This has got to be the strangest thing I ever saw.
As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. Everybody!
Oh, that's good. That's funny.
That's what our elections are about these days.
It's just that crazy.
Mm-hmm. It is. You get a kick out of that.
Funny.
That's an old song that's been out for quite a long time. But
is it from the Appalachians?
No. This is. No, actually, this was the inspirational song for the movie Deliverance.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Appalachia.
Where
else are you going to be your own grandpa?
You remember the dueling banjos?
Yeah, sure to tune.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, the logic is in the lyrics to this song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Anyway, I thought you'd get a kick out of it because that's what really, that's the kind of genealogy that's coming out.
Yes, it's true.
With these candidates.
Yes, they're all related in various ways and ultimately is sick.
Mm-hmm. Now I have a surprise coming out about McCain, which should put to rest once and for all whether or not he's even an American.
Is this part two?
Yeah, part two will be coming out in the next version of the Idaho Observer, and it'll be on my website. And then we're coming out with the Obama story too. It's timely. Anyway, we had planned on doing it anyway to get it out. And I'm going to continue with the stuff on Hillary too because that's important.
Absolutely, keep exposing her.
I'll let Bill do that, but. this is, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous what can be found out there. And they spin these stories. It's quite interesting too, because, you know, we were talking about spam and getting hit, the websites getting hit and email being intercepted and tampered with and what have you. And it's the same people. You find the same people are involved in all of this stuff. Even Wikipedia has an association with the intelligence agencies.
Yeah.
And sure. You hate to think that, but you know, they had an issue last year, around this time last year. There were some people that had found out that the person who was running the place was a felon and was on the run.
Imagine that. I mean, my gosh. Our country's just run by a bunch of self-serving, and in addition to that, very dumb. I mean, GW is obviously, if you want a photograph of the definition of dumb, he's perfect picture for that. And McCain, it doesn't show much smarts. Hillary, of course, really the smartest woman in the world, never impressed me much at all for any kind of brains, intelligence. And Obama, another hyped up guy that just seems to be the type where the lights are on but nobody's home.
I'm working on a new song. It's going to have something like, I wish they'd take Obama away, away. Something like that, you know, along.
Back to the foreign land that he just came from, away, away.
Oh,
send
man.
It far away. Yeah, yeah, that's all these guys are nothing but foreigners, Don, as we were saying earlier on your earlier show. And
mm-hmm.
And Americans better start catching on that their representatives in government do not represent them one iota.
Oh, and they talk on these TV news programs as if these two candidates that they've picked out are going to save the world. What's his name? James Carville, if you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, Jimmy the Snake?
Yeah, he's the spokesperson for the Democrats.
Sure,
okay.
Sure. Ever since the Clinton.
Some
right.
People call him cue ball.
I used to refer to him. I'm telling you, if Imus was did anything was satiring for the 8 years that I left, and he had a segment, a show on it called the Dope Prano.
Uh-huh.
And it was Bill Clinton as, you know, the head Goomba,
mm-hmm.
and Jimmy the Snake, you know, Carville. And that's because he looks like a snake. I mean, how much more of a warning do you need when you got a guy that's got a serpent head for a head?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't get a cozy feeling, warm feeling, trusting that guy.
Well, he was talking about the fact that Obama should have Al Gore for a running mate.
Wow.
I mean, you know, he's a Nobel Prize winner with his writing on global warming. Well, you know, he didn't write that. I mean, you know, it's...
I mean, he invented Internet, Don.
He invented the Internet. Let's give him credit for that, okay?
He invented the car and the computer,
and,
too, didn't he?
You know, he was giving lessons to Nikola Tesla on how to how to design the type of circuits that you would need to put
together.
How
to create this coil, how to generate wireless communications and electricity back in the 1890s. Yeah, Gore got around.
Well, you know, we want to give credit where credit is due. But, I mean, can you see a team like that? I can't imagine this. I mean, they did
now,
everything.
What I see from that statement from Jimmy the Snake Carville is that we have a ruling class royalty that just doesn't go away, Don. We don't have elections no more. It's just the same clowns coming back
mm-hmm.
to get reelected. So, obviously, it's a royalty that won't go away. They feel like they have the right to rule over us. And if they can do away with elections, they won't waste any time. That's what I see here. And I hope most Americans are getting tired of this like I am. I want to see some real Americans running and getting elected in all the offices, all the way up to president. Real Americans, because there's plenty of Americans in this country with brains and drive and all of the knowledge required to get
mm-hmm.
the job done.
Yeah.
And yet we just get the Three Stooges or the Two Stooges every 4 to 8 years.
Well, now, I listened to him, and I mean, he's talking like this is going to be an honest, open, fair election, number one. And, and then on the other side, they had Bob Bennett. And I found that interesting because I had the opportunity to meet him in 1995.
He was Clinton's lawyer, right, during the impeachment.
Yeah, I think at one point he was. That's correct. Mm-hmm. You know, he was a nice guy. He was a decent guy. I honest to God, I can't see him in this scenario that he's in right now, with this madness that's going on.
Something isn't right.
Oh, I mean, it's, you know, he's a very bright, very kind person. And to see him bending to all of this corruption that's going on, and I don't know him as being part of that corruption, I have to honestly say.
Sure, you weren't just seeing one of the altars?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that, you know, one never knows, right?
That's right. If he's in with these guys that, you know, doing business with him, he might be under their MKUltra program.
Well, you know, we're talking about something that occurred, 13 years ago. So, you know,
these guys have been practicing this ever since Operation Paperclip, post-World War II, when they turned the OSS into the CIA.
Mm-hmm. And very few people even know about that. You know, everyone still thinks Hitler shot himself in the bunker, and that was the end of... World War II and the Nazi Party. And we know that they created what they call spooks, which are guys whose death they faked just to bring them into the intelligence circles in other countries. And they did this with a number. Well, they did it with thousands of people.
Yeah.
And to do that, they had to fake the hangings that supposedly occurred at Nuremberg, and
or they're using doubles.
Using doubles and just replacements, like they did Saddam Hussein. I mean, the character that they were showing us, standing up against the wall. When's the last time you saw a dentist give a guy an examination standing up against the wall, shining a flashlight in his mouth?
Yeah.
You know. And
what about that first photo they showed the West when they supposedly captured him? And you see a guy that looks like, you know, I mean, this guy was a gutter street person, totally. I mean, he was so disheveled.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, he just didn't quite look like the Saddam Hussein I was used to seeing on the news.
No. In fact, he was as different from Saddam as the last Osama bin Laden they brought out, the one that everybody said, hey, this is ridiculous, you know. I mean, this guy has got coal black hair.
Blue eyes.
Yeah, blue eyes, and his nose is twice as wide as the other guy. I mean, you know, it was phony. From top to bottom, any fool could see that. It's like Jim Murray says every Friday, you only need an IQ 1/8 moron to see the truth.
Yes, that's absolutely how it is. It is. It's just really amazing. Yeah, they have the audacity to just assume we're all that stupid that we're going to see these characters and assume that... that's really Osama bin Forgotten, or that's really Saddam Hussein, when obviously they're not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's quite the case. And it's been alluded to that others have had recently doubles in a scene, have been shot and have been in the news at the same time. I mean, Hillary was reported in two or three different places simultaneously herself.
Wow, is she even practicing doubles too?
And she was supposedly in Bosnia, and witnessing all this bombing going on, and then she was in Washington at the same time, and seen in both places.
Well. Either they're using doubles, or they have the master power of bilocation, and I just don't see that.
No. No, not right now.
No, they definitely don't have that master power.
don't think they haven't tried or mastered it to some extent.
Yeah, they'd love to have it, but they don't have what it takes to acquire that ability.
Mm-hmm. Well, going back to our original, we've been all over the place, but that's what makes this show cool, is we can always come back to another topic. Going back to diseases and various ailments that people are feeling, you know, I'll hear people on a show say, yeah, you know, I've got to get my kids in for their shots. And I'm thinking to myself, you have no idea what you're getting into. I'll hear this, you know, on another show.
Mm-hmm, right.
The cases of autism, you know, you and I haven't really talked about that a whole lot, but it used to be 4 in 10,000, and then more recently it's been 1 in 64 or 65. And
yes.
And now it's like several in that amount.
So it stepped down from 1 out of 100 down to 1 out of roughly 65. Now it's currently somewhere where there's several.
Mm-hmm.
65.
Yeah, I think it's 3 or 4. So you know, you can they're not turning up, let's say, every 12 or every 15 people, you know, you can figure out the averages.
Right.
Well,
that's still a high, super high risk, so much so that I would never let a doctor inject any of my kids if I had them.
Yeah, I mean, this is autism. Now they're treating these kids like they need medical treatment for life now, you know, because they've been diagnosed with that. And that's not the case. I've taught music to autistic kids. Now, let me tell you, I've seen some kids that are pretty autistic. I mean, as autistic as you can be. And if you were able to get them to bring their musical instrument to school, they could play the pants off of whatever instrument it was.
That's great.
Autistic kids definitely show a propensity to tackle the arts. And I don't mean just music, you know, painting and sculpting and what have you. Even dance. I've seen a kid that really couldn't cope with just normal, you know, walking from class to class carrying his books. But you put him on the stage and give him some music and allow him to dance, he's a totally different person. Totally different person. So there are different levels, and these drugs that they're giving people are affecting these kids in different ways. The kids come here, you know, they have a mission. They have a purpose.
Absolutely.
And it's
our most precious thing we have.
It's difficult for me, you know, because so many people say, well, it's in your soul contract to go through this experience. And that might be the case.
But there is no justification except for destroying the future generations coming up. That's the only purpose of vaccines done. So even if there might have been a contract before they were born, accepting that circumstance, nonetheless, that's a little too far out there, because this is an imposed situation that just doesn't have to be at all. There's no reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
Except sinister activity. There's no other explanation, but it's totally sinister.
And, you know, you hear these reports, these news reports about this stuff, and they say the Center for Disease Control is recommending that all parents get these shots for their children. Well, they're the biggest culprits in this whole thing. They're the ones covering this up. You know, it's another agency. They're no more competent than Homeland Security or FEMA. In fact, I think, you know, you could...
Oh, yeah. It's a draw between who's the most incompetent. I mean, FEMA, forget it. Homeland Insecurity, Zeke Heil. I'm trying to get into the swing of the habit when I hear Homeland Security that I do the Zeke Heil with the out arm going out off the chest.
Mm-hmm.
As, I mean, that's coming next. If we have Homeland Security, it's just a matter of time before they have us goose-stepping.
Or oy vey. I don't know.
yes, right. Yeah, with a dual citizen Israeli running it, along with a KGB and Stasi, head of the Stasi East German police. Yeah. Oy vey might be a good way to sum it up.
And that guy looks like a walking mannequin. I mean, I had this conversation with a guy, you know, a former military yesterday. Yeah. I mean, he said, it's like looking at the devil.
It is. Alex Jones calls him Skeletor, and I think that's perfect. We all ought to start calling him Skeletor. It is. These guys are so incompetent, Don. The only thing they're competent at is ruining our country and taking our freedoms away and destroying the health of kids.
And these guys are, you know, here's another claim. In fact, I want to play this. I want to play this song again. These guys are all claiming to be related. Dick Cheney is now an eighth cousin. I don't know how many times removed to Barack Obama. Come on.
Oh, boy.
Let's get real. Who's teaching who the duck hunting techniques? That's what I want to know. I mean,
yeah, that's right.
And they're related to Bush. Obama's related to Laura Bush. Can you imagine this?
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah. And
it's really coming out.
And of course, Hillary is related to Celine Dion and Madonna. And there's one other person, and I can't remember who it is. Oh, Brad Pitt. She's related to Brad Pitt.
Oh.
Come on. Come on.
And related to Jesus.
Well, you know, if they're reptilians, that's their relationship, you know. But I'm not going to take...
Just wait. I'm sorry.
I'm not going to push Brad Pitt down, you know.
Oh. No, not yet. Now, Brad doesn't deserve that as far as we know. But based on all this relative connection stuff, I'm just waiting for them to say how they're all related from Jesus now.
Well, this is the stuff that they're putting out there. This has been going on for months. And there are people that buy this stuff.
Yeah. Well, the media, this is what the media sells, Don. This kind of BS. They don't sell the real news, the real truth, the information that's critical to one's well-being, as well as their countries. This is the kind of trivia info that the media sells, and a lot of the public is buying it, like you're saying.
Mm-hmm. But I wanted to play this song one more time, just for the listening audience. You know, this breaks up the monotony of all this negativity, and we can look at it really what it's like. This is the song of any one of the candidates running for president right now. This should be their theme song. And we'll get it going right now.
Many, many years ago when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as could be. This widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her and soon they two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. For my daughter was my mother cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, then that also made him brother to the widow's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It's a funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. Father's wife then had a son who kept him on the run, and he became my grandchild cause he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. If my wife is my grandmother, then I am her grandchild, and every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild.
This has got to be the strangest thing I ever saw.
As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. Everybody, I'm my own grandpa.
tells the story perfectly.
And it's so funny.
I've played this song in some past shows. I just felt like, you know, we needed to refocus.
And that is hilarious. Oh, gosh. Yeah, but, well, they're all related, Don, and that goes to prove all the more that our country's run by a cabal that's all
interbred.
That's right, interbred, sleeping in the same bed and shafting us every chance they can.
All right. Well, now, we were talking about these vaccines and illnesses and stuff, and I know that you're the man when it comes to herbs and also some very holistic type of supplements, if you want to call them that.
Sure.
And I'm referring to the dragon juice. I run into a lot of people, Michael, who are telling me, you know, I'm so run down today. And we all can get that way from, you know, overdoing whatever it is we do.
Just trying to keep up with everything in a 24-hour time frame is not easy today.
Yeah. But the dragon juice, you know, it sounds like it's going to be something that's like a hot pepper sauce flavor or something.
Well, you see, maybe if I did call it the original full name I wanted to call it, which was Dragon Slayer Juice, then maybe you wouldn't get that connotation with it, but I just kept it Dragon Juice. So.
I see. Was it that you weren't...
Once you drink it, then you have the power to go out and slay dragons. That's what was required of you.
Yeah.
At least I know I can.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can vouch for it. And basically, folks, it's just something that you get in a little tub and you mix it with some warm water, a gallon of water, and then chill it and make a refreshing beverage out of it.
Yeah.
And I tell you that it if you have been dragging your feet, you won't drag your feet anymore.
That's right.
And
I used to say, Don, if your body's dragging, you need dragon juice. But absolutely, Don, it's the dragon juice is very popular because everybody discovers you have to drink it on an empty stomach to discover this. It's critical that you drink it on an empty stomach. First thing in the morning is the best time, and any time later, as long as you have an empty stomach, it wakes you right up. It gives you energy, and it's doing it in such a way because it's not a stimulant like caffeine or something. It's nourishing the body so perfectly that the body is able to generate energy as it's designed to do when it's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
The dragon juice excels at that.
Now, I also had an experience, which I told you about last weekend, thereabouts, or it was toward the end of last week, let's say. And I had been out mowing the lawn, and I walked into a spider web, and the thing got me underneath my eye. Now, I felt kind of an itch at that moment, you know, but... The next morning when I woke up, the swelling looked like I had been, you know, doing 15 rounds with Joe Lewis or something, or Jake LaMotta.
Wow.
And you know, my hands were tied behind my back.
And punch it back.
Yeah. And but just under the one eye, and I knew it was that I had been bitten by a spider. I mean, it was... Or, you know, they don't really bite. They inject you with their fangs. They inject you with poison.
Sure.
And you can have a very strong reaction to it. Now, I'd have to say it was a pretty small spider. There was a visible mark, but the mark was nothing compared to the swelling. The infection killer went to work on it instantly. And by the second day of taking the infection killer, it was just about gone. Third day, totally gone. Couldn't even tell it had happened.
Right. How many did you take each day offhand? Do you know?
I took four in the morning. In fact, I wouldn't know what else to do.
Right.
Other than I put a hot compress on it several times, you know, the first day, to try to draw that poison out.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say that worked as well. But I can say without a doubt, I could feel the infection killer working on that, because it went from very swollen, and so swollen that I couldn't even feel any pain. It was uncomfortable, if you can understand my meaning. It wasn't until the first day, and I took four in the morning and then four at night. What I can say is that the next day I felt pain where there had been no pain, but the swelling was down, you know, by 50%.
Wow.
And the next evening was almost gone.
Great.
So
yeah.
The whole episode, actually, I took 8, 16, I took 20 of the infection killer.
Beautiful.
And it was gone, completely gone.
Yeah.
In fact, I went out to finish mowing, you know, because we had quite a bit of rain, too.
Right.
I went out to finish mowing that day, and the spiders ran away from me. They didn't want to get near me. I had the dragon.
He's coming after us.
And the infection killer.
He's coming after us with a lawnmower.
They didn't want to mess with me.
That's right, Don. It's, I know it sounds like I'm tooting my own horn, but the infection killer is a wonder. The dragon juice is a wonder. The rapid heal is a wonder. The Lord's blessed me more than I can ever say, because all these formulas are truly stunning in their applications.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone always marvels. Have you heard from your friend Diane yet? Because I got a positive report already from her with the infection killer and a lung formula.
No, I haven't. I haven't talked to her yet, but I was planning on doing that in the next few days. I
did get a positive report, Don, already, and I'm sending her some more, in fact. And so it's just, it never fails. This stuff always comes through, and it's truly a marvel, because any infection, doesn't matter where it is, what it is, bacteria, fungal, viral, parasitic, it's history quickly with the infection killer.
Yeah, and that's really interesting to hear you say that, because the doctors take weeks to tell the patient, you know, we don't know what's wrong. We can't tell you what the problem is.
That's right.
We don't know what to tell you to do, even.
that's
the kind of things that I'm hearing, and I'm saying, look, you know, talk to Michael Anthony. He'll straighten you out with this issue.
It's easy to figure out very quickly what the problem is. It doesn't take too long. It's all science, and it's just a matter of understanding the science correctly, and everything falls in place all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And many times, Don, when I get cases, new clients, and they explain all their ailments, all their conditions and stuff, and they're always amazed because they tried everything. Most of the time when people come to me, they've already tried everything. They're usually pretty desperate, and they have nothing to lose when they come across me. They figure I'll give the guy a try. And they all come to find out within days they start to feel much better, and they're just amazed at that. And they always end up saying, I wish I found you first, Mike, a long time ago. You would have saved me a lot of money, and I would have been happy a long time ago.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have let them take my liver.
Yeah. or chop the knee up.
Yeah.
Or,
of course, I'm being facetious, but
put them on chemo for cancer, or you name it. I've saved a lot of people from all kinds of situations. You know, but with the infection killer, Don, it's worth noting, because your case was a poisonous bite, and it wasn't necessarily an infection. And so the infection killer is also excellent for neutralizing poisonous poisons from any kind of bite, as well as poison ivy itself.
Yeah.
So it's really great. I'll give you an example. I don't know if I ever mentioned this one to you on your shows in the past. If I did, I'm sorry for being redundant, but it's worth mentioning again, because a couple summers ago, my mom, who was at the time 73 years old, she had never been allergic to any kind of bee stings. So we had a swimming pool. It was August, and it was over 100 degrees out, very nasty, hot, muggy day. And she got stung by a yellow jacket, and she said it hurt. I didn't think much of it because she's never been allergic before. Well, thank God I was around, because within 10 minutes, she was paralyzed, laying on the floor, and she couldn't move. She was in a lot of pain, like she was being tortured, crying intensely, and also trying to say, call 911. So instead of doing that, I got my dragon juice, threw some infection killer in it. She was able to get it down in the straw, and she was rapidly dying. Her body swelled up like a balloon. She was rapidly dying, losing her breath. She didn't have much time left. So the dragon juice and the infection killer with a straw, she was able to get it down. Within 5 minutes, all the pain was gone. Exactly 10 minutes later, without any exaggeration, she was outside walking around like it never happened.
Yeah, you've told me this story, but this is the first time you've told this on the show. So the listeners are hearing this for the first time. And I can
absolute on it.
Yeah, I can tell you now. My experience was a little bit different, because I went to bed not realizing that I had been bitten. I remembered feeling an itch, and I remembered, you know, wiping something off my face. It was a bug. I'm sure it was a spider.
Sure.
And at the time I did that it probably had its fangs, you know, in my lower eyelid. So, you know, it was it wasn't such a traumatic event when it happened, but
right.
The next morning when I woke up,
the poison's kicking in.
Oh yes, and you know that spider, depending on what kind of spider it is, it can be very toxic and really cause a lot of problems in a very short amount of time.
Even those little wood spiders that just roam around in the woods, they get you. They'll cause a lot of swelling and some discomfort and pain every time.
Yes. So,
So the infection killer came through for you, Don. That's great. Oh, I love to hear that. And it's heaven sent. I'm just fortunate guy, very fortunate guy to be the middleman for such beautiful products that just keep people and animals very healthy.
Mm-hmm. Now I tell people to go to my site, directlightproductions.com, and just click on sponsors, and you are actually the first on my sponsors page. It just worked out that way. It wasn't that I put you up that way, but that's the order it came up. And
real honor.
We've got your brochure up there, and your contact information. People can email you or call you.
That's right.
Right there off the web page. So you go to directlightproductions.com and just click on sponsors, and you'll see Michael Anthony's private stock right there at the top of the index page, and open up a whole page where I say a little bit about Michael and about his about these herbal products, and I can vouch for them. I'm hearing more and more stories. I've got a few of my own, though, you know, just in the time I've had them around. And the research involved in these genealogy articles I'm doing, if it weren't for the dragon juice, I'd have never made it. I mean,
amen to that, Don. You're putting in such heavy hours that that's right. Without the dragon juice, your body just would fatigue out. It just wouldn't be able to keep up with that energy that you need to keep going around the clock doing all that investigative, in-depth research is very energy draining for anyone that's done it. You know what it's all about. And that dragon juices just keeps you going.
And that research on occasion, it's 20, 22 hours. And I say to myself, I got to stop and sleep a couple hours. You know?
That's right.
And I'm able to keep going. The dragon juice just keeps you going.
It does. It does. You get a few hours sleep, you wake up, you have it again, and you're ready to go again. It is. It's, I thank God for this stuff, because I live on it, definitely, for many years now.
Yeah.
And people are always amazed at me, because they consider me a real dynamo. I'm nonstop. I'm doing all kinds of stuff all the time.
Well, speaking of dynamos, we are out of time, and we've got a couple of dynamos that we're keeping over late in the studio tonight. So, Michael, I want to thank you for being on. I've got you booked again. In fact, I may have you back next week. You and I are going to have to talk about this because I suddenly had an open date. And
it's always a pleasure, Don. I enjoy it very much. So anytime you like, I'll be glad to join you again. Thank you.
Yeah. I've had a few requests to talk, to do a show about a lot of the lung problems that are going around out there. People are breathing in a lot of and it's upper respiratory type sinus
upper respiratory number issue in the country, not cancer, and I treat it a lot. I'm seeing it all over the place, so it's for real. But
well,
it's easy to fix right up with a lung formula.
Yeah, exactly. You have something specifically for that, which is great. So
yes, we have it all. We've got every health issue covered. Any kind of infection, you go right to the infection killer. Any kind of or poisons. Any kind of injury, you go right to the rapid heal. Serious lung problems, the lung formula. Cancer blaster. Hair. The beautiful hair formula, it will grow hair on a bald noggin every time. It's amazing stuff, and it's beautiful hair. And
will it grow hair on a cue ball? If it'll do that, I'll...
Yes, it will. That formula, Don, is right around the corner from taking off, because it does really do that. And it's just now a little more time before enough evidence is established to prove that this hair formula will generate hair on a bald head that's been chromedome for over 25 years. It's beautiful hair coming back up. And it's another wonder. It really is. And then, of course, for serious arthritis, I have an arthritis formula. And then the system toner. For general maintenance and prevention, the system toner keeps the lungs healthy. It prevents arthritis. It will tone up and restore to normal functioning every gland and organ. So I use it for diabetics and thyroid conditions, everything, heart problems, blood pressure problems, brittle bones, bad nerves, blood problems. It covers it all. And so the whole array of formulas takes care of every problem when known to man and animal.
Now the psyllium seed husk powder, we've not really talked about that, but
okay.
I would say let's save that for the next show, because
you got it.
We are really out of time now, so I want to thank Don Newsom, Seth Hendrick, and Marcella, who has been doing the sound for us. I think Marcella's there still tonight. And I want to thank our special guest, Michael Anthony, for coming on board. And he'll be back again soon. You can count on that. And I'm getting a message now from someone there in the control room. Oh, Marcella. Marcella's gone. So that must have been Seth that told me. So, Marcella, goodbye. Anyway, join us again for another great show tomorrow. And I will be doing a solo gig tomorrow. I'm going to do a rant of sorts, but I'm going to also open the phone lines and get people to call in, and let's get into some serious conversations and some solutions. And Friday is my regular guest, my weekly guest, scientist, inventor, Jim Murray. So with that, I want to thank Michael Anthony for coming on board. Thank you for listening in, folks. And in the meantime, have a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.